Hello again. Welcome to Sex and the Single Girl blog. My name is Jaylana Stevette, the author, and I am so excited to be winding down this season. This is the this is not the last week of the season. This is the week before the last. So we gotta start winding things down with all of these girlfriends. But it's been very, very interesting, and it takes yet another interesting turn this week. So this week we're gonna be talking about 6 degrees of separation. How do you know? Who do you know? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we are all just separated by just a little bit of degrees. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna touch on that when that happens. So last week when we left off, Kamara and Tammy were kind of clowning Jaylana about these African men that she was dating. And then they asked the question, what happened at the cigar event? What happened, Jaylana? Tell us about that. So she's just getting them up to speed on what happened when she hooked up with Sheree. Okay, so let's just get started. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, also on my author page at Jaylana underscore Stevette. I'm sorry, that's wrong. That's my Instagram handle. Oh my, so also on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, the author. That page is still growing by leaps and bounds. I've been in trouble, y'all. I've been getting myself in Facebook jail, but trying to stay out of it. So you can also follow me on Instagram at Jaylana underscore Stevette. And then on Twitter at Jay Stevette. You can also purchase my book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, anywhere that books are sold. But you can also find information on that at www.jaylanastevette.com. All right, so now that we got all of the pleasantries out of the way, let's go ahead and get started. So, without further ado, 6 degrees of separation. Bitch, what? That's a whole other story for a whole other day. Oh, girl, you never told me what happened at the cigar event you went to a few weeks ago. Yeah, sissy, how was that? It was weird. It was crazy in a weird way. When I got there to meet Sheree, you'll never guess who was already sitting at that table. Oh, hell no, not Jaquan. Bitch, he wouldn't be at a woman's event. Yeah, you're right. So, who was it? You'll never guess, so I'll just tell you. Monique. And to be honest, the vibe was hella weird. I told you that bitch was on some weird shit lately. There are two sides to this divorce story, sissy. I agree. I bet if you call Keisha, that bitch will have the tea. Indeed, Kamara. Indeed. Her divorce situation is not my business, nor my problem. But what she asked me to do after that event crossed some very unnecessary lines. Well, damn, girl. You got to give us the tea. Did you know Monique was going to be there? How does Sheree and Monique even know each other? Was this some kind of setup? Girl, listen. Let me tell you two what happened, and you can decide. All I have to say is this town we live in is very small, and it's surprising who knows who, or it's not surprising who knows who, however that saying goes. Girl, that sounds like some 6 degrees of separation type shit. Believe me, Kamara, it was. Kamara and Tammy listened intently as I spilled the details of what went down several weeks before. It was a warm, sunny afternoon as I prepared for the event of events in the Midwest during late fall. Smoking Hot Babes, the cigar networking event where the ladies got together for cigars, live music, and business. The weather in the Midwest in the late fall can be unpredictable, so I wasn't sure exactly what to wear. Hell, Midwest living was known for unpredictable weather, and the running joke was that you could experience all 4 seasons in any given day. Since it was an afternoon event, I decided on a sleeveless black dress and a blue jean jacket with a cute little pair of Valentino Giovanni wedge heels that matched my blue jean jacket. That way I was ready for a networking day that could turn into an extended night out. As I was headed for my shower, the phone rang. It was Monique, which was a nice surprise because I hadn't heard from her in a while. Monique had recently moved back here from Cali, and the adjustment from going from happy bliss to newly single was taking a toll on her, I'm sure. It was good to finally hear her voice again. Hey, mamacita. There you go with that again. Hey, girl. I told you that you were my favorite one. What's poppin'? Girl, I met a man that changed my whole life and perspective on things. You met a man? I'm all about the men's, girl. Do tell. Girl, it was life-changing. He called me out on the way I think and how I feel about things. This man told me everything I thought I already knew about myself. Oh! Is this a real man or is this Jesus? Girl, did you get saved again? Girl, shut up. I'm so serious. This man has helped me see that the situation that I was in with William was a totally dead end, going nowhere. I was dying daily on the inside. And then he comes along. Monique, what exactly are you telling me, dear? Are you in love with this man? No. But I am going with the flow. All I can tell you is that I have never met anyone that made me feel this alive. Oh. Well, I'm very happy for you. Just take it slow. You just left the arms of your husband, literally. I know what I'm doing. Just let me be happy, okay? I'm not trying to get you down. You're my girl and I love you. I gotta look out for you. Yeah, you're right, but I gotta go. Monique hung up the phone and I had so many questions that I couldn't bother to get the answers to right away. I jumped in the shower, got myself all dolled up and headed to meet some smoking hot babes. When I arrived, the event was in full swing. I texted Sheree to make sure she was already there. Sheree assured me she had already gotten our tickets and she was sitting at our table, which was already reserved. As I looked around the event, I noticed it was co-ed. Even more interesting. I purchased my cigars, ordered a glass of wine, and headed to my reserved table. As I approached Sheree, I noticed that she was not alone. In fact, I recognized the beauty sitting right next to her. It was Monique. I greeted both of the ladies with a puzzled hug and a kiss. I had no idea the two of them knew each other. Hey, ladies. Small world. Monique. I know that's right. Sheree. Oh, the two of you are already acquainted? Well, that's fantastic. I don't have to make the introductions. Oh, yeah. Me and Monique. We go way back, Sheree. Monique smiled, sipped her drink, and whispered in Sheree's ear like she had a secret. I thought that was odd. I decided that I would make myself useful and get to know some of the other guests. I took another drink of my liquid courage and got up to mingle. As I made my way around the room, I couldn't help but notice that Monique and Sheree were not networking at all, but appeared to be in deep conversation. They looked like old high school chums that hadn't seen each other in years and needed to catch up. How were they acquainted anyway? Neither of them said. My curiosity got the best of me, so I went back to the table to get answers. As soon as I approached the table, it was apparently selfie time. Monique and Sheree wanted to take some pics for social media, showing off our boss-style cigars. I indulged them because I'm always camera ready, but I intended to get to the bottom of this mystery. As we finished our personal photo shoot, I noticed a handsome figure approaching that I hadn't seen in a while. It was Dante, one of Sheree's boo things. Dante walked up, kissed Monique in the mouth passionately, and then looked at Sheree and winked. He then grabbed my hand and offered a small, polite kiss. I looked around, perplexed. Ladies, so this is who I was telling you about. Meet Dante. Oh, we are very well acquainted, aren't we, Dante? Huh? Monique? Dante? Sheree? Can somebody explain to me what the hell is going on? Dante looked Sheree up and down in disgust and told Monique he would see her later. Gave her one more kiss and then left our table. Hello? I repeat myself. Can somebody please tell me what the hell just happened? Sheree looked at Monique and said, so, is this the guy you've been talking to me about for the last several days? Well, I mentioned him, but I was talking about somebody else. I wasn't talking about him. Are you sure? Because just so we're very clear, Dante and I have been on and off, and we've been on and off in a relationship for several years now. Right now we're off, but we will be back on again. Like I was saying, I was talking about somebody else. We've had several conversations about several different people, but Dante and I just started talking a few weeks ago, if you must know. And we have been off for a few weeks now, so go figure. I need to figure some shit out. I have some questions. The tension began to grow at our table that was so thick you could cut it with a knife. I decided to focus on the DJ. He's for Everybody was playing through the sound system. Oh, the irony. I took a drink of my wine, felt a little tipsy, and I smiled. I decided that whatever was happening with Monique and Sheree was none of my business and figured they would work out the logistics. Hell, they were just sitting here buddy-buddy like best school chums. I also realized how small this town of ours was. Everybody knows everybody, so you have to be careful. I came back to the reality of what was happening at my table to see Monique stand up abruptly. You know, I no longer am feeling the energy given at this table. I think I need to head out. I gotta check on my kids anyway. Jay, I'll hit you later. If the energy is off, it's because of what you put out here, baby girl. Stay. Enjoy the rest of the event. Enjoy the ambiance. I invited you to this event. Enjoy the rest of the event that I invited you to, sis. No, I'd rather not. Be blessed, though. As Monique walked away, I noticed Dante trailed shortly behind her. Sheree, you want to tell me what all this is about? And why is she leaving with Dante? I know you saw that, right? When did the two of you... Do I really even want to know? And those are questions I was trying to get to the bottom of until she sashayed her happy ass out of here. I heard her mouth moving, but what was coming out of it did not add up. Okay. I still don't understand how the fuck y'all know each other anyway. She jumped in my inbox like a groupie. That's how I met her. Monique? That doesn't even sound like her behavior. Well, after what went down today, I'm sure there's all kinds of shit you don't know about your girl.